BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes an epic bumbleo, which goes on for what feels like years. Also, our new favourite, Lewis Capaldi, keeps his promise and delivers a proper version of the track that he sang on the show by accident, kind of, last week, The Climb.
I think what's incredible about this podcast, though, is the fact that we were due to make an announcement. We didn't actually have anything to announce. It was a bit of a mistake that we put in the planner.
Yeah.
But then we did end up announcing something very special.
We did. And also, we got some of your announcements, too. Oh, and Chris is bored of my brass.
Scott Mills.
Hello again, Theresa May.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Were you up to much last night, Theresa?
Only Eggheads.
Eggheads. Good show,
yeah.
That.
I did some knitting.
Oh, what are you knitting?
I'm knitting baby blankets for my grandchildren.
Quite a night in. Eggheads and baby blankets.
Yep.
You're a cleaner, aren't you, Theresa May?
I am, yes.
Would you say you've got your house in order?
Oh, I hope so. I think you'd be in trouble with my husband if I didn't.
Have you had any more comments today since you were on Radio 1 yesterday?
Not today. I did last night. My phone was constantly bleeping. So asking if I, you know, was that you on the radio? And, you know, yeah, so I've had quite a bit of feedback.
Have you got a cabinet, Theresa May?
I have, but not the same as the Theresa May.
Seriously, this is one joke.
I'm just trying.
We're really milking it.
I'm just trying.
Thanks, Theresa. Have a good day.
Thanks, Anne.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Chris and Hummer Hempstead, it says, I've just seen that you've got a big announcement today. What time will that be on? Yeah, if you, well, it's everywhere. If you look on the BBC Sounds app or if you're listening to us on digital radio, it'll be scrolling across. It'll be on your TV as well if you're listening on that.
It's actually been a bit annoying, that, for us.
Yeah, well, it says the boys have a big announcement. We've forgotten what it is, so we're going to have to make one up. So bear with.
Scott Mills.
If you've got any announcements that you'd like to make today, because it says everywhere that we've got a big announcement on today's show and we've forgotten what it is, let me know, 81199 at BBC R1. I'm really on edge.
Why?
I really do love this track, but it stresses me out.
Is it the bit that's...
Oh. Do you have songs that, like, put you on edge?
Yes. Yeah, but I like that one. That one doesn't get to me the way it seems to get to you. I just think it's a banger. Yeah, what is that? Is it the Sub Focus one that gets to me? It's just, there's something about it. It doesn't quite sit right. Makes me slightly seasick.
I couldn't eat to this.
No, you're right. This would be a struggle.
I just couldn't do it.
Mm.
And I've got a whole pack of wafer thin turkey ham here ready to be demolished.
You have, and rice cakes. Ham and a rice cake.
Definitely January.
Scott Mills.
On the info for today's show, everywhere, digital radio, on the TV, scrolling along, it says the boys have got a big announcement. BBC Sounds app, it's on there as well. But our producer can't remember why he put that for today's show. So we need an announcement. So it's over to you. Jack, what's the big announcement?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. My big announcement is that I'm not dating at all in 2019. I've had the worst luck and I'm having a year off.
You're riding solo, aren't you, Jack? So
I'm riding solo, yeah. I mean, if there is anybody out there, that'd be lovely. We could maybe do something different that's not a date. But,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I am still looking. I'm not just going to be, like, you know, celibate for the year.
Sure. And what's your type, please?
Well, I would say tall, dark and handsome. Someone like Tom Daley.
It's a tough ask, Jack, that.
It's a tough ask. I know probably nobody's seen what I look like as well, but I can promise... I'm all right.
What are you doing? You've just announced that you're not dating in 2019, and now it sounds like you're very much doing an advert for yourself. Stick to your announcement. It's only been about 30 seconds.
I've crumbled at the first hurdle.
It's like New Year's resolutions. You're not going to stick to this.
I don't know what it is. I've just had the worst luck. So, like, the last guy that I was seeing... It was going really, really well. And then, you know, when you just get that long message out of the blue, and he literally just sort of, like, reviewed me, just like a hotel on TripAdvisor.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, God, that's not really gone very well. The guy before that, I thought my luck was in because he'd got, like, a really nice personality. He was a little bit ugly, but he had got a really, really nice personality. but, yeah, he also done me, so we're about to square one.
I'm intrigued by the review.
Is this something you need to read to us on another time?
I am prepared to read it to you. I'll probably have to, like, dig it out of my WhatsApp messages, but I can find it and read it to you tomorrow.
Right, I'm calling you back tomorrow, okay?
All right, I'll speak to you then.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Tara, what is the big announcement?
Well, I have finally made it, man. I'm 24 and I have finally made being an adult. I got my own wing mirror fixed today.
Yes!
Yes, well done.
Woo! You didn't
Thank
fix
you.
It, though,
Thank
no?
You. No, naturally not. It's too complicated for me, so I had to get someone else to do it. But the point is, I made the phone call by myself.
Yes, very quickly, how did the wind mirror go?
Outstanding. Something else is broken, but I can deal with that another day because I am an adult now.
24 and a proper adult.
Woo woo!
Charlotte, what's the big announcement?
It's my sister Rachel's birthday today.
How old is she?
She's 24 and she lives in Leicester.
Do you think she'd be up for coming on the radio on a feature called Where Do You Think They Were, where her mum or dad tells her where they did it to make her?
Well, I'll ask, but I'm not sure she will.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's Emily Atack.
Hey, Emily Atack, where are you?
Hey, I'm in the hairdressers.
Of course
so
you are.
It's a bit weird. I'm currently having my hair washed, so I keep having to, like, swap the foam.
I can imagine you, like, later on with, like, there's pieces of foil in your hair.
It's going to be nice and blonde for when I see you.
Oh, OK, cool. I checked you out, by the way, on Lorraine earlier, doing Zumba.
Oh, my God. Did you watch it? I couldn't bring myself to watch it.
Yeah, it was great.
I was literally like, oh, my God, no. As I was filming it, I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to watch this back. I was dying.
I saw you on Twitter going, right, watch my big pineapple head tomorrow morning on Lorraine.
No one wants to see that in the morning, do they, really?
Anyway, thanks for ringing up. What's your announcement, please?
My announcement is I'm going to be one of the many guests to return for Innuendo Bingo.
Yay! Yay! Now, we've been here before with you on Innuendo Bingo, haven't we?
We have, a long time ago. God, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, you've been to the jungle since.
I know, and I'm, you know, much tougher now, so I'm going to be way more brutal with the spitting.
Also, when you see what we've got planned, I mean, we've definitely taken it up a gear. We had a test run of the, can I say this? Of the new set that we've got. We've actually got a set for it.
Oh, posh.
You know, it used to be like shove you in the corner of the studio. Not anymore.
No, it's the real deal now. So we can get even wetter.
Yeah, oh my God, amazing. Amazing, I can't wait. I mean, I was going to say something really rude there, but I won't.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Reese in Cheltenham says, yes, cannot wait for bingo to return. Jack in Worcester, also very excited. Nick has done a nice little gif there, saying, me, when I find out that Innuendo Bingo is coming back, and a little jumping up and down one. And Nicola as well, very pleased about it.
There's a lot of love for the return of bingo, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do like a small mini-series to begin.
I'm excited because I haven't spat on people for quite a long time now.
How long has it been?
So it banks up, Scott, you know?
Yeah, it's backed up now.
And
Can't wait for people to see it as well. Because we've put some effort in here.
It's been a while, but it's going to be worth it.
We're taking it up a level, mate. Innuendo Bingo coming soon.
Scott Mills.
Best winner ever on Jan Slam this morning. Did you hear Megan in Eastbourne on Greg's show? Pretty excited that she'd won.
Holy Moses.
Now, I've not heard anyone say Holy Moses for a long time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm brave.
She's awesome.
I would cancel anything to be free on David. Oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. Okay.
Best winner ever.
You've got to take your moment, you know?
Well done, Megan. She's off to see Ed Sheeran at his homecoming gig in Suffolk. OK, we move on. Tomorrow's prize is you and a friend seeing Rita Ora on any date of her UK tour this year, one of our finest pop stars. And you will get to meet her backstage. Now, here's the thing. Pop stars love nothing more. You and I both know this. When they first meet somebody, if the first thing you say is their catchphrase. So if you do win this, the first thing you should say to Rita is, Oh my God, babe.
Yeah, do you know what? She especially would love that.
They all love it. Like, if you say their catchphrases multiple times at them.
And just say that. Just keep saying that. Don't worry about anything chat else. Or anything.
Oh my
just
God, babe.
Stand there and keep saying that.
Yeah. That's what you need to do. It's any day on the Rita tour, and you get to meet her as well. If you want this prize, it's only three questions away. Listen to Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Scott Mills.
Bangers at 2:40 this afternoon.
I'm really in the mood for a bumbleload today. Do you know, I'm just feeling it. You know, there's some weeks where you really just need to let it all out.
Yeah.
Bumbleload's the one, and I'm thinking this week more than ever.
Now, some people loved the new and improved version last week.
No, they didn't. Who enjoyed that? It was
some
a mess.
People did. The Lucenzo version.
It was awful.
No?
Have you seriously heard praise round and about for that? It's awful.
No.
What clubs were you in that praised that?
All right, then. Back to the original.
Here
we go, everyone. Halfway through the week.
Don't drop the funky one.
Brenda from Bristol.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Do you remember those goats that went who? Hey!
Who goats?
When David Cameron left his microphone on outside number 10.
Right.
Lewis Capaldi says fur coat on last week's show.
Fur coat, no knuckles. Fur coat.
Yes, Teresa?
I have to confess, when me and my friends sort of used to run through the fields of wheat, the farmers weren't too pleased about that.
Do you remember when the World Cup was on and we found an advert about Harry Kane?
Yes.
The fastest selling cane on national television is the cane that stands alone. The Harry Kane.
I love it. When I go shopping, I can let it balance while I get stuff off the shelf. When I reach down, my cane is right there where I left it.
The Harry Kane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Harry Kane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
The Hurricane goes everywhere you go. And when you need it, it's out in seconds. And the proprietary pivot head gives you more stability at any angle.
A lot of people stop and ask, oh my gosh, where do you get a cane like that?
The Hurricane truly stands alone.
It gives me more stability.
Here comes the money.
Yes. And finally, some classic Gemma Collins.
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry. But
you'd be whinging about the whole time.
You know the situation with me, yeah. So if I have it done, you ain't got to put up with the moaning. But I'm happy to boil kettle water all day.
Babe, we've had no
to keep you warm.
We've had no hot water and appliances before. It's not that big a deal. We've done it before. Go get it, girl.
It's something that really means a lot to me because you know that I've nearly had a breakdown since I've been in the Big Brother house about my hair.
We've done it before,
honestly.
We've done it before, babe.
You sure? Are you sure? Yeah. You're not going to say this and then pull up and say, she's had a blow dry. But I think the severity...
Well, we might, but no.
We have my shampoo and wet wipes, we can get through it.
And the severity of the situation is a serious issue.
Go get your hair done.
Do it.
Big Brother.
Why did they all agree to that?
I don't know. But what we've never spoken about, Scott, is that is a brilliant idea. Let's get Gemma Collins boiling kettle water all day, see how she handles it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I missed the Who Goats. Come on then, where are you? Oh yeah, Farmer Sam is the first one on. He just says,
it gives me more stability.
It gives me stability. Nikki in Salisbury bumbling whilst dog walking, and getting weird looks.
Amazing gap today, lads. It had everything. Here Comes the Money, Harry Kane, Gemma Collins. Thank you, Dan in Preston.
Ben in Devon, bumbling his frozen pizzas off.
Kate says, here comes the money. Bumbling in Nottingham. Emily in Leyburn gives us a quick, why, hello, Jill. I can't believe he's on tomorrow with Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 8.40 tomorrow morning. Felix bumbling his brushes off in Droitwich. Glenn from Luton. Sean and Scott in North Wales in the brewery. Adam and Lewis, the decorators in Great Whitley near Worcester.
Callum says, big gap that, Scott and Chris bumbling his Brexit off in Devon.
Epic gap says, Craig in South Wales. Alex and Billy flat out farming in Farmington.
Dan, the personal trainer, bumbling hard right now.
Adam, the superfan Steve fan. Dom in Droitwich Spa. And Natty in Beaconsfield.
Yummy. Yummy. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
No explanation needed. Hello to Rosie in Wimbledon. Says that's the best bumbaleo yet.
Also, we've got Gary in Bedford, Lindsay in Glasgow, really needing this midweek fix of bumbaleo.
Sam Lawrence in Ross-on-Wye, bumbaleing his brushes off.
Jason in Worcester. JT in Edinburgh. Ben, just off the coast in Norfolk. And Scott and Charlie in Glasgow.
Scott Mills.
You know, some people are a little bit behind in catching up with the show, which is fine. I know you've got really busy lives, but this is going way back. Someone just texted just now. I'm saying this was over a year ago. We had this chat. I'm a bit behind. I'm listening to you argue over Beyonce changing up her show. I agree with both of you. However, what about the person paying and she does something different but better in one show than the other? You'd feel cheated.
I do remember this argument, and it is coming up to about a year ago, because wasn't it for Coachella?
Yeah, it was a conversation where Chris thinks that artists should change up every single show.
I do.
And I think that's just not possible.
Beyonce was performing, what was it? Beyonce was performing two nights in Coachella or something like that.
And you thought they should be different performances.
She did exactly the same show on each one.
Every artist does. Oh, let's not have this again.
Yeah,
it's
well,
really
we're not
going to
bring it up, but I personally think if you're an audience, you should get something original. What's
but you're
the
going
point
one
of...
time.
No, I mean, you're not necessarily, are you? If you're a fan, you can go twice.
That's like, fine.
Yeah, so you see the same show.
Yeah, but they have to be in a certain position, a certain place at a certain time for the pyros.
Can I be honest?
For the musicians.
Listen, what I was saying is she's earning a lot of money. It's lazy.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're never going to agree on this. Hello, Nick.
All right.
You're right, Nick. Where are you then?
I'm in Devon.
Yes, okay. Now, you've been on Bangers before. Who did you choose?
I chose yourself because... Chris was taking the mick out of you for looking like a Thunderbird, and I felt sorry for you.
Oh, yeah.
Another great thing to be reminded of. Yeah, that was... I remember that being massive on Instagram when I put a picture up of Scott next to a picture of a Thunderbird. I seem to remember that getting a lot of likes. You do.
Thank you. Do you think that artists should change up every single show they do? If you do, it's ridiculous.
No, I think it's fair for them to keep it all the same, otherwise they'll probably just get confused.
Well, exactly. It's got to be the same show. It has to be.
So you're happy going to a show and hearing exactly the same chat
yeah.
and jokes that you've heard the night before. Well, no, you haven't heard, but that they've performed the night before. There's nothing original about it. Rubbish.
Well no, but if you went to a show after somebody else and they had a better show, you would feel cheated. But vice versa, if you went to a better show, they'd feel cheated. It's only fair that everyone has the same thing, isn't it?
Do they change a pantomime every time? No.
No, I don't think so.
No, they don't.
That's
the same
what
jokes.
You're comparing Beyonce's show to, is it?
Yeah, okay. I've got this for you today on Bangers. See if you fancy this. Go. My Chemical Romance, welcome to the Black Parade. Strong.
Very very strong. I love that song so much, as you know, and you look so smug with yourself. You're like a smug Thunderbird. Nick, you can have that. Or I am desperate for this to go on Bangers because I think it's one of my favourite songs. I always get emo to it.
Was this on last week?
This wasn't chosen, so I wanted to put it back on because I had so many tweets, so many messages on Insta, so many messages from people saying, put this on Bangers. This is Night Night by The Streets and Kano.
Okay.
This is tough.
He's going to be fuming if it's not on again.
Don't make that a selling point.
I've got to say, I love The Streets. I love Mike Skinner. I love The Streets a lot. Nick, I also love being a 12-year-old and wearing eyeliner and having a long fringe.
Do you know what, Nick? My final thing I would say is you will hear Welcome to the Black Parade on Radio 1 again sometime soon.
I'll probably hear it on my Spotify in a moment when I flick over.
Thanks for listening.
Please, go on, Nick, do me a solid here. You chose Scott last time.
Do me a solid? Oh. What's that?
I think I'm going to have to go for My Chemical, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
One. Dances for everyone. It's who you are.
This show is special.
The Greatest Dancer Podcast with me, Molly King.
There's nothing like it.
No audition is the same.
This is a podcast that goes beyond the TV show.
Who wants it the most? Who will work the hardest?
We are going to be getting all that backstage gossip. I'm going to be talking to the judges and the contestants. If anything's going on, you're going to hear it here first. Think of it as your weekly fix of The Greatest Dancer when the show isn't enough.
You've come all the way from Kazakhstan.
That feeling of being alive.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
So much love for that. So much from Tam in Cornwall and Craig from Tewkesbury and Phil in Bournemouth and Simon in Aberystwyth. That was My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade.
It is huge. James is texting calling for a vote of no confidence after that banger's choice, though.
Oh, bit of politics. And I've learned a new phrase today. Do me a solid.
You know, I heard that.
It sounds like some kind of protest.
Yeah.
What is it? Do me a favour?
Yeah.
Have I never heard of that? Oh, I'm not playing again. I'd like to.
Scott Mills.
Last week, our new fave, Lewis Capaldi, came in and we were taking some callers and Lewis launched into a kind of not planned version of The Climb by Miley Cyrus. Starts off messing about a bit and then, like halfway through, gets really good.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice. Is this the backing track? You'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is fading.
I think this is the live lounge. Go on.
Gotta be strong.
How do you know the words?
What do you mean, how do you know the words? It's an absolute classic.
Callum, join in. It's karaoke now.
Here we go.
Oh,
it's gonna be another Marty. Oh, it's gonna wanna make it move. And about how fast I get it. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. And about what's waiting on the other side.
Whoa.
It's the club.
Was not expecting that. I still completely love it. So Lewis has recorded it for us properly, and everyone's asking when it's going to be on. Fran's delayed her lunch break. Dan's like, I need it, I've got a meeting.
I think it's going to be a moment, this.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Attempted a run on one of these fancy new running machines they've got at my gym. It's all got too complicated for me. I just want to know where I am with it, do you know what I mean? I want it to be able to go faster or slower and the incline. I'm absolutely fine with that.
Is that a screen or something?
Right, yeah. Why am I suddenly in a race up against someone called Hank and Ryan in the Amazonian rainforest.
Yeah.
There's no need for it.
I know what you mean. It's overcomplicated.
Yeah. Just I want up and down, like two levers. That's it.
Mm.
Two things to press up and down. That's all I want.
Scott Mills.
Jenny, you're a big fan, are you?
I am, yeah.
Quite a new fan of his, right?
Yes, I only discovered him the other day on your show.
We've actually got him to record it properly.
Oh, really?
Yes. Danny, you up for this?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Guy's a legend, isn't he, Danny?
He certainly is.
When I say we've got him to record it properly, it is actually on two phones.
Yeah, that's pretty exclusive.
Proving that you can actually make music anywhere now. Like, anywhere.
Are you blissing the Life Lounge ever so slightly by claiming that you can just do it on two phones?
Well, have a listen and see what you think. One phone for the piano, one phone for the vocals, and it's pretty
really?
Good. Yes.
Okay,
here it is. Definitely not as good quality as the Live Lounge, because on two phones, it is Lewis Capaldi and The Climb. Ready, guys?
Yeah.
Definitely. Cheers, Scott.
Everyone pile on in and let me know what you think on 81199.
I can almost see the dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
I mean, if I could knock that off in my lunch break on two phones, I'd be very impressed with myself.
That's one. But, how emotional.
Wow. Jenny, what are you saying?
Amazing. He is so talented. So talented.
Danny.
That was blooming brilliant.
Won it?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Loads of people are trying to pick it up on Wazam, and it's not, because it's not an actual release.
It's like a one-off, isn't it? One-off special there.
Yeah, I thought that was an excellent idea. Laura, who says, wow, really just two phones and Lewis Capaldi's amazing voice. I know.
There's so many texts coming in, hundreds. I like this one. Here comes the money. That's really going to happen.
Lewis has done another video.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we need to review that one then.
He's got the pink glasses on today.
Every time there's a video now.
Every time.
But look at the amount of messages. Oh, my God. Goosebumps.
Unreal. Who is this guy? He's amazing. Lewis Capaldi is his name.
Scott Mills.
What?
No, it's good. Some of them fit really well. Some of them are just like a bit random.
Right, be honest with me. You find my brass tiresome.
Yeah, I actually do.
Yeah, I know, I can tell. Everyone else is like, lol, and you just...
Everyone else is lolling to make you feel better, but I'm sort of... No, at times it's funny.
You were shaking... No, I've seen you shake your head like,
no,
so childish.
No, because I think the first time you played this song this week, you brassed all over it.
I did, actually. And it is my tune of the week, so respect... Needs to be showing a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I've seen you shake your head before, and it's like, everything is on this show is childish.
Mate, I'm not above it or anything. I'm just saying, like, it's a bit much sometimes.
Scott Mills.
Lewis Capaldi is currently in the middle of making his album in the middle of nowhere. In pink sunglasses.
Yeah.
Outside, it's raining.
But how good is that album going to be? I love that kind of, that whole experience of people going and writing albums. We often hear that they go away somewhere just to get away from everyone and concentrate. It's kind of fascinating. It's like a camping trip.
It is, yeah. Like for singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
Like they're what they're called? Writing camps or something.
Band camps.
Band camp. Who was at one over Christmas or just before Christmas? It was Ella Eyre.
Yeah.
And was it Sigala?
I think so, yeah.
Only in a massive villa in Thailand. So actually kind of like a holiday, but... They were writing the album, guys, yeah, if anyone asks.
Scott Mills.
Natalie, you are so up for tomorrow's Jan Slam prize, aren't you?
Of course, yes. We are massive, massive fans of Rita. We absolutely love her.
Have you seen her before?
No, she did come to Northampton, but I didn't get a chance to go and see her, which I was really gutted about.
So it's you and a friend. You can see Rita Ora on any date of her UK tour this year, and you'll get to meet her backstage. How good would that be?
That would be amazing, my son. Oh, my God, it would so make his year.
So, would you take his son, would you?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Oh, OK, well, good luck for tomorrow. You need to be listening to Greg, OK? Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
I will do.
And make sure you're near your phone. It could be you, Natalie. You and your son going to see Rita Ora. You can pick any date of the UK tour. The only thing standing between you and the prize is three questions. Get Greg on tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. He'll tell you exactly what to do.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
It's Emma. I missed the big announcement earlier. What happened?
Oh, yeah, the announcement that we had to make. Well, we had to make one up because we forgot what the announcement was. But if you look on like TV today or on digital radio or on BBC Sounds app, it says the boys have got a big announcement. So we created one, and that is that Emily Atack is going to be one of the first people to play on the return of Innuendo Bingo for 2019.
Oh, that'd be good. I like her. That's cool.
So that'd be good, won't it?
Yep. I've got a big announcement too.
Go on then.
I am tired of Carol's nonsense.
Who's Carol?
Well, she's not called Carol, really, but she's Carol to me.
Who's Carol? Am I missing something here? Who's? Why are we talking about Carol?
She's had enough of Carol's nonsense.
Who is Carol? Do you work with Carol?
I work with her, yeah.
So your announcement is you're tired of someone you work with?
Yeah. I haven't got time. I'm just going from Wakefield trying to make a living.
What's she saying? What's wrong with her?
Oh, she's lost some stock, and I keep having to count it four times. And I'm just adding off.
We need less Carols in the world, don't we?
She is. That's what she is. She's a Carol. You know, one of these people that are just a Carol.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. They're just unnecessary grief on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
You're just a girl from Wakefield trying to make a living. Do you know what I mean?
I am. And I've got a lot of things to do. I'm a busy girl. Scott, really busy.
Give it a rest, Carol. That's what we're saying then. Yeah, I hear you. Good announcement.
Yeah, so that's it.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow, and you know what Thursday means? Another listener finds out all the details of where they were conceived and where do you think they were?
Scott Mills.